is God actually calling you to do, and what are His desires for your life?
神对你的呼召是什么？神对你生命的渴望是什么？
Steps on how to align your heart with God's will in this week's Trending Tuesday.
拉比要在趋势周二的信息当中，告诉我们如何使我们的心对齐神的步骤。
What is God's heart and character, and what results can you expect realigning your heart with God's will?
你了解神的心意和他的属性吗？你知道将自己与神的旨意对齐会有什么结果呢？
Shalom and welcome to the One New Man Network. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
平安，欢迎你们来到一个新人网络所提供的信息中。我是拉比克兰卓。
I think a lot of times we forget the importance of aligning our actual hearts with God's will.
我想很多时候我们都忘了将自己的心思与神的旨意对齐。
It's very normal to say I want to align my mind, my thoughts, my goals, and my plan. But really, the issues of the heart is where decisions are made spiritually.
也许我们比较常说我要将我的想法我的目标我的计划对齐但事实上我们的心思才是我们在灵里做决定的地方
I have found over 33 years of ministering and really operating in the prophetic that keeping my heart aligned with God's word actually aligns my mind with God's thoughts
在我从事先知性事工的33年当中我发现将我的心思对齐神的话语，就能够使我的思维对齐神的想法。
I want to say that again. Keeping my heart aligned with God's words actually keeps my mind aligned with God's thoughts.
让我再说一遍，就是将我的心思对齐神的话语，能够使我的思维对齐神的想法。
So when I need answers to difficult situations, if I'll get my heart right first and align my heart, then my head or my mind seems to follow.
所以当我面对困难或棘手的状况需要解决或者是做决定的时候，我会先让我的心是对的，接着我的想法和意念就会跟上神的脚步。
See, you have a body, soul, and a spirit, and your spirit man wants to be able to align with the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, and in that alignment, and you have God's word, you'll get very clear directions, witty inventions, and ideas.
我们是由灵魂体所组成的。我们的灵人想要对齐圣灵，圣灵是三位一体真神的第三个位格。当内在的灵人对齐神之后，再加上神的话语，你就会有很清楚的方向。不但如此，你还会得到从神而来机智的解决方式。
And that's why this is such an important thing. Now, I want to give you a scripture and we're going to unpack it and break it down. So if you have your Bibles, go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Very familiar if you follow our teaching. And it says...
这是为什么我们这样做很重要。现在我要给你一节经文。如果你是一直关注我们的信息，这个经文对你来说并不陌生。它是在希伯来书的第四章第十二节，它这样说。
The word of God is living, powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and the discerning of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能够刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
I can say this about God's text, the Bible.The word has a unique thing. We would call it the presence of God or the anointing of God. But the anointing of God actually reveals the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
拉比说，让我这样子来形容神的道，也就是这本圣经的内容。神的话语代表神的同在，还有神的膏油。而神的膏油，它能够将我们心中的思念和主意都揭示出来。
It's even does it with people who don't even aren't saved or born again, but the word of God can bring conviction.
即便是对尚未得救的人，或者是得救了但还没有重生的信徒，神的话语都能够辨明每一个人心中的状况，使我们知罪。
And if you're not saved, a lot of times it feels like condemnation.
当然，如果你还没有认识神，会觉得好像被定罪。
With conviction, what that does is conviction gives you hope. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for revealing this.
但是神的话显明我们的不义，若我们愿意认罪，就能够得到赦罪以后的盼望，而将感恩归给神。
Means to repent from my wicked ways or my wicked thoughts.
也就是当我们被神的话提醒之后，我们愿意去悔改，转离我们的恶行或者是不好的想法。
Align my thoughts and my heart with you, so that my habits and patterns and my actions actually start to align with your ways.
以至于我们可以重新将心思意念对齐神，接下来我们的行为习惯以及我们的行动都能够跟上神的方法和指示。
Let me just say this quite clearly. If you will put God first, let God reveal your heart, the good and the bad, align with God's word, then you're going to make better choices.
那比如说，让我说的更清楚一点，就是如果你能够将神放在首位，允许神显明你心中不管是好或坏的意念，然后将你的心对齐神的话语，这将使你在面临抉择的时候做出更好的决定。
Also, emotionally, you're going to be a much, much happier individual.
同时在你的情绪方面就会帮助你成为一个更快乐的人。
Because you know what the word says.
因为你知道了在你的状况当中，神借着他的话语给你的指示是什么。
And it's not just that the word says it, this is an actual fact. It says, all things, Paul says in Romans, work together for the good to those who are called according, listen, to his purpose.
那不光是如此，而且这是一个事实，就如同保罗在罗马书八章二十八节这里说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是那些奉神旨意被召的人。
And so you have a call and a purpose.
所以你知道，神对你是有呼召，你是有神所赋予生命的目的的。
So one of the ways to reveal, and I'm going to be very practical with you on this Trending Tuesday. Here's the key. You get an idea. Okay, where does it come from? Most of the time, not exclusively, in your mind. Think, hey, I want to go on a trip to Israel.Let's say, or I'm going to go on a missions trip to South America or to Africa. I'm going to do whatever.
那么拉比说，在这个信息当中，我要给你很实际的方法。当你突然有了一个意念，这通常是由你的想法冒出来的。当然，这不是绝对的，但大部分的时候都是如此。比如，你对自己说：“哦，我想要去以色列，或者说，我想要到南美或者到非洲去宣教。”
I'm going to join the worship team at my church. I'm going to see if that's available.
或者你说，我决定参加教会的唱诗班。
I'm going to do the children's ministry. I'm not sure too many people pray and feel that. Whitmore did.
或者说，你说我想要去儿童主日学服事。不过这时候，拉比就笑出来说，我不晓得有多少人会为自己想要去主日学服事来祷告，并且付诸行动。
But you understand that these are all good thoughts and intents.
在我举的这几个例子当中，我只是要告诉你，这些都是很好的想法和动机。
So this is what you would do when you align your heart.
那么这些就是你的想法和你的心对齐的时候，你会冒出来的主意。
You'd say, Father God, like David, King David prayed, Lord.Know me and search me, for I desire truth in my inward parts. Lord, am I doing this in my own strength, my own will? Am I trying to build my own reputation? Am I trying to maybe appease something in my soul that... Am I trying to maintain my worth or my health? Am I trying to do a feel-good to feel-good?
那么这时候你要像大卫王一样去向神祷告。你要说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。我做这样的决定是靠着我自己的能力和出于我的私心吗？我这样做是为了建立我自己的声誉，或者是让我自我感觉良好， 因为做这些事情带给我心里平安，或者我这样做是为了让我有存在感，让我觉得我是健康的。我做这个决定去做这些看起来是好的事情，是不是为了让我自己感觉良好？
Does that make sense? But anyway, here's the key.
拉比说，我这样打比方，你有听懂我的意思吗？但是无论如何，这里有个关键。
For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, and it says piercing the division of soul and spirit.
就是神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨髓与骨节都能够刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So what happens is you need to be able to read the word.
所以关键就是你一定要能够静下心来去读神的话语。
I'm going to tell you like what I do, okay?
拉比说，我要告诉你们我怎么做。
Let's say you're going into a new project.
比如你现在要进行一个新的项目、
right. And you've got an assignment.
你被赋予了一个任务
and you think, okay, where are the patterns that I need to follow to take on this new assignment?
你就想有没有什么模式是我在进行这个新任务的时候可以拿来用的呢？
And the word says in Hebrews that I need the word of God. How do I do it?
那么希伯来书告诉我，我需要神的话。那么我怎么做呢？
Just give you two examples.
拉比说，让我给你两个例子。
And these are good examples. And there's more than two.
这些都是很好的例子。那么可能不止两个啦。
But you can say, okay, I'm going to take on this new job. When I go there, I'm going to have to buy a new house. I'm going to all these different things. Okay.So where does the word of God teach you about relocation?
比如你决定我要接受这个新的工作，那么当我到那个城市接受这个新的工作的时候，我就要在那个城市买一个新的房子，还有接踵而来要做的一切安排。那么拉比说，这时候你就要想，在神的话语当中有哪一段是关于居住地的迁徙？
You go to the book of Joshua.
关于迁移居住地，可以去看约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 1, you start reading and it says, meditate on the word of God day and night that your way might be of great success.
约书亚记第一章第八节，神对约书亚说，这律法书不要离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。这书上所说的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Also says things like,let's be of good courage. Where does that good courage come from? And then also he has a visitation of an angel.
我们看到神要约书亚刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。那么怎么样可以不要惧怕呢？而同时我们也看到有一位神的使者来造访约书亚。
Obviously it could have been Yeshua, we don't know, but it feels like this angel comes, the commander of the Lord of hosts.
那么这个使者也许就是耶稣，我们不知道，但是圣经写着他是耶和华军队的元帅。
And he makes a powerful statement.
这个使者做了一个强而有力的声明。
And Joshua says, wow, he says, listen, I'm new at this. I was working for Moses. Now Moses is dead, but God said, as I was with Moses, he's now with me. And then here comes this giant angel on this assignmentAnd you're saying like, who are you and are you for us against us? And he says, I'm neither.
此时的约书亚对一切交给他的事情都是新手，因为之前他有摩西，他是摩西的帮手。但摩西死了，约书亚得到神的保证，神对他说，我如何与摩西同在，我也照样与你同在。接着下来，一个身形高大的使者出现在他眼前，于是约书亚问他说，你是来帮助我们的，还是来帮助我们敌人的呢？使者回答，两个都不是。
And so, see, that's the first revelation, is that you need to understand that God isn't going to take sides on what you're doing. He's not on either side, he's on the side of the truth.
所以这就是给我们的第一个启示。这个启示告诉我们，神不会选边站，神只会站在真理的这一边。
One of the names of Yeshua Jesus is...The truth.
耶稣的名字之一 就是它是真理。
And that's why he says meditate on the word of God.
这是为什么在约书亚记第一章神对约书亚的交代就是要昼夜思想神的话语。
So it's quite easy to walk through the steps of the book of Joshua.
所以你可以按照约书亚记的步骤来执行。
You can do the same thing in Nehemiah.
你也可以在读尼希米记的时候照着尼希米筑城墙的步骤来执行。
You can do the same thing in the book of Esther if you want, because here's Esther. She has all these issues. She has Mordecai, her adoptive uncle, who is giving her instruction. It's pretty scary, but she follows it and she has this victory.
那么你也可以读以斯帖记，照着以斯帖的步骤，因为当时以斯帖面对的难题是很大的，但是他有收养他的叔叔莫迪改的建议和指示。虽然危险重重，但是他遵照了指示，最终得到了胜利。
So, you know, you have Joshua, and he's battling his own people with doubt and unbelief. He's telling them to prepare.
当时约书亚所带领的那群百姓，他们的里面有不信，有怀疑，但是约书亚很坚定地吩咐他们要预备去得地为业了。
You've got Nehemiah who's repairing the walls with Ezra.They've got Sanballat and Tobiah trying to stop them with jealousies.
要当你看尼希米记的时候，你会看到尼希米和文士以斯拉要回耶路撒冷重修城墙，但是森巴拉和多比亚因为妒忌他们，所以不断的搅扰他们，要使他们停工。
All these are same patterns.
在圣经中，虽然故事的背景不同，但模式都一样。
You and I, when we advance.It's a promotion in a job, or a lifestyle change, or just spiritually growing.
当你我要前进的时候，不管是在工作当中得到升职的机会，你的生活形态会经历一些转变，或者是你的灵里成长。
Blessing your marriage.
要使你的婚姻蒙福。
Blessing your family.
使你的家庭蒙福。
Blessing your grandkids.
或者是要使你的儿孙蒙福。
Is that as soon as you spiritually decide that you're actually going to take a step up in the Lord, then what you need to do is
一旦你在灵里有了这样的决定，你要采取一个行动，就是上到主那里，而你所需要做的就是
examine your heart to say, is my heart aligned in the proper place before I start processing all this information that I get prophetically?Out of the Word of God, out of devotionals, out of books, where is my heart?
首先就是要查验你的心，也就是你从你灵修的时候、读经的时候，从圣经当中收集了很多先知性的信息。那你要查验你的心有没有在正确的位置去过滤这些信息。
That's the key to this Trending Tuesday: is put your heart first.
那么在这次的信息当中。我们要受教的就是首先查验你的心
Find out where is your heart in the battle
查验在征战当中你的心思是如何
Because you are going to be met with resistance Anytime you come out of the comfort zone of where you are Whether you're at this level or if you're at this level and you start to step up
拉比说每一次你决定走出你的舒适圈要更上一层楼的时候，不管你是从哪一个阶层起步，你都会碰到阻力的。
And you start to step up, there's going to be people at the level below that aren't liking the fact that you stepped up.
当你跨出这一步的时候，程度不如你的人看到你想往高处去，他就会讨厌你。
There's going to be people at the level that you're at are not going to like the fact that you step up.
程度和你差不多的人。看到你要被提升了，他们心里就不是滋味。
And there's people in the level above you aren't going to like that you've come to join them.
那么程度比你好的人，看到你被提升，要加入他们的行列，就会开始排挤你。
That's human nature.
这都是人性。
It's envy, jealousy, and strife. It's the fruit of the spirit, but you have to learn how to deal with it.
在这些过程当中出现嫉妒、争竞的人性。都是血气所结出的果子，但是你要长出智慧，知道如何去处理这些状况。
And when you learn how to deal with it, you deal with it in your own heart first.
在各种面对和处理这些状况的方式中，首先你在你的心里默默处理。
Your own heart is loyal to you and loyal to God's word. Your heart will not betray you.
因为当你的心对自己是诚实的，对神的话语也是诚实的时候，他不会背叛你。
Learn to trust your own heart.
你要学会信任这样的心思。
And one of the reasons people have difficulty trusting that they're hearing the voice of the Lord.
有一些人不信任自己能够听到神的声音。其中一个原因就是
It's not that they don't trust hearing the voice of the Lord say.
并不是他们本身听不到神的声音。
Because God is ever speaking.
因为神总是在向我们说话。
And the scripture says, my sheep know my voice, and they follow not another.
而且约翰福音十章二十七节这里说，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
That's all scriptural, it's a fact.
这些都是经文上所说的，而且是事实。
But what happens is our hearts betray us.
那么为什么你有困难去辨别所听到的是不是从神来的呢？那是因为你不信任你的心思。
One of the things that I want to pray for you today is to be at peace with your own heart. Because, you know, it's a lot of times people think, oh, well, all men's hearts are wicked and you can't trust your own heart. And I agree with all that. But what about the sanctified heart? About what we did on last Trending Tuesdays, pleading the blood of Jesus over our heart.
那么今天我有一个主要的任务就是为你祷告，使你能够接受你自己的心。当然很多时候大家都说人心最黑暗，就连你自己的心你都不要去相信它。拉比说我同意啊，但是如果这颗心被神分别了，被神洁净了呢？也就是上一周我们所提到如何请求耶稣基督的宝血这篇信息当中说，我们支取耶稣基督的宝血涂抹在我们的心上。
Which expunges the sin off our heart.
这样就能将我们心中的罪洗净。
That our hearts and our mind, wills, and emotions. That's why I did the book on emotional healing.
使我们的心思、意念、情感、情绪、意志都能够被洁净。拉比提到克兰卓事工出版了一本关于情绪内在意志的手册，我们会在1783年的时候陆续在《帷幕之歌》刊登。
It's to be able to understand, yes, your heart is.Endemically, all of it wicked. But when you're born again, your heart can be made pure, and your heart is literally there's more spiritual ears in your heart than in your head on these ears.
那么经过内在的情绪医治，你要知道，没错，我们的心曾经染上这些世俗的怪病，但是当我们重生之后，我们的心受了割礼，被神所洁净，在我们心上。属灵的耳朵会比长在我们头上的耳朵还要灵敏，还要听得更清楚。
Yes, you can hear audibly. I don't have, doesn't happen often. But I know that if I'll keep the word of God in my heart, keep my heart right, keep my heart in alignment, I'm more likely to hear clear instruction.
拉比说，当然我们有机会直接听到神对我们说话的声音，只是这并不是我经常得到神指示的模式，但是我知道只要我将神的话语牢牢地存记在我心中，并且使我的心对齐神，那么神就有办法利用存记在我心中的话语给我清楚的指示。
And with that Issachar anointing, meaning what time?
同时再加上以撒迦的恩膏，我能够清楚神所指示的时机。
Because most of the time you hear thingsAnd you need to prepare your heart.
因为通常你接受到神的指示之后，你要花时间来预备你的心。
I'll just give you a personal example. I just came off a sabbatical and I had 3-day visitation where I was really hearing and studying from the Lord. And the Lord was showing me what I'm going to be and who I'm going to be ministering to in the next 6 months.
那比如说我举自己的例子跟你分享，我刚刚有一个3天安息的假期。在当中我读神的话语默想神，那么神来造访我，神启示我在6个月以后我要服侍的对象以及我要如何服侍他们。
And I honestly, this is what I said, I'm just being transparent to the Lord. I said, I don't trust where my mind and my heart are to minister to this level of people.
那么在我听到神这样对我说之后，我很坦白的对神说，我并不觉得我的心思意念已经准备好了要去服侍身处在这样高层级的人。
Because the people that he was showing me, these are people who actually influence lots of people.
因为神所指示我要去服侍的对象，他们对众人有很大的影响力。
And so you have to take that into account that when you're bringing your ministry, prophetic ministry, counsel, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, all the things we're talking about, the nine gifts of the Spirit.
所以当神这样指示我的时候，我要把这个事工当中所有的列入考量，比如做先知性咨询的事工，以及圣灵所赐的九种恩赐，包括智慧的言语、知识的言语等。
If I'm going to start bringing that, I was honest and I said to the Lord, and it's one of the reasons we went on this sabbatical time, is I said, I don't feel like my heart's too busy, my head is distracted, and listen, the gifts and calling are irrevocable.
我诚实地对神说，如果要这样子去服侍他们，我觉得我还没有准备好，因为我的心很忙碌，我的头脑要处理好多事。这也是为什么我要休安息的假期。但我也知道你对我的选召和恩赐是不会后悔的。
I've sat down with very important world leaders.
拉比说，我曾经和世界上很重要的领袖同席对谈。
And I can sit down, the gift kicks in, and what I bring him is always good. I've never had anybody say, oh, don't bring him back. We don't like what he was saying. We didn't like the way he prayed.
那么当我坐下来和他们对谈的时候，圣灵的感动和恩赐总是会及时的赐给我，所以从来没有一次他们会说我们不要再邀请他了，或者说我们不喜欢他的祷告。
I've had world leaders actually have me go to their properties and requested that I actually walk and pray over their property.
那么我也曾经被世界级的领导人邀请到他所住的地方去行走、祷告、祝福、保护他的产业。
So it's not that I'm not worried about man acceptance.
所以我的犹豫并不是担心我服侍的对象接不接纳我。
I'm worried about internally. Please hear me. Listen to this. It's so important.
我所质疑的是我自己的内在状况，请听清楚，因为这很重要。
I know that on this next round, in the next 6 months, with the warfare that's coming into this nation, and me as a prophet speaking into these people, I don't trust where my heart is in my head.
拉比说，因为我知道在未来六个月要发生在我自己国家的征战，而我作为一个先知，要对神指示我去服侍的人发预言。但是就像我刚刚提过，我的心很忙碌，所以我的头脑没有办法信任在这样子状况之下的心思。
I need to still my heart and still my head.
我需要让我的心恢复平静安稳，同样的，我的思绪也需要平静安稳。
And the way I still my head is I still my heart first.
而我使我的思绪平静安稳的方法就是先使我的心安稳下来。
That's what this alignment is.
这就是我所谓的对齐。
And the way I do that is through repentance and the washing of the word and the renewing of the mind by the washing of the word.
我怎么样让我的心和我的思绪对齐呢？就是透过悔改，并且被神的道洁净。在神的话语洁净我的同时，我的心思意念就能够变换和更新。
So we're going to go ahead and do that right now.
现在我们就要一起这样做。
That's why you're on this trending Tuesday.
这是为什么你会收听到这个信息。
I'm going to align your heart. I'm going to do it with you.
让我和你一起把心思意念对齐。
I'm going to pray for you as your spiritual covering. I'm going to do that right now.
作为你属灵的遮盖，我现在就要为你祷告。
So that you can go on this journey, because maybe I'm not saying that you are, but maybe you're like Christy and I.
以至于你可以继续奔跑天路。拉比说，也许你会像我和我的妻子克里斯蒂。
Maybe in the next six months, what you say and who you influence and who you counsel is at such a level with high level influencers.
也许你会像我和我的妻子，在未来六个月后，你会对一个有极大影响力的人发挥你的影响力。 你会对他发预言，他也会听取你给他的意见。
Maybe you need to take your heart and your mind to another level.
为了这个可能性，你要将你的心思和意念提升到另外一个高度。
Let's do it now.
现在就让我们来祷告。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua,
天父奉耶稣基督的圣名，
We come into your heavenly courts, the court of mercy.
我们来到你天上法庭怜悯的院中。
Father God, we humble ourselves before you, and in the spirit, we just get on our knees.
父啊，我们在你的面前降杯，我们在灵里向你屈膝。
And we say, Father God, we know that great things are coming and great promotions are coming.
天父，我们要说，我们知道极大的事即将要发生，一个很大的提升也即将成就。
Particularly between now and the fall feast.
特别是从现在一直到秋天的节期。
And Lord, as I prepare myself for this transition that's coming,that you've anointed me to talk to very important people. I'm talking to you.
神，此时我正在为这个转变预备我自己。你已经恩膏我，使我去对很重要的人说话。拉比说，我说的就是你。你正在为这个转变预备你自己，你被神恩膏去对重要的人说话。
Lord, you're making me a spiritual influencer.
因为主啊，你使我成为一个在灵里具有影响力的人。
You've anointed me with the nine gifts of the Spirit.
你恩膏我，使我拥有圣灵的九种恩赐。
You're giving me wisdom, knowledge, understanding, words of prophecy.
神，你赐给我智慧、知识、聪明。你使我去发预言。
Lord, I need you to touch me right now.
神，我需要你现在来触摸我。
And in the name of Jesus, I ask you according to the word of God, which is living and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, the discerner in the ways of the intent of the heart.
主啊，奉耶稣基督的名，根据希伯来书四章十二节，你说神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨髓与骨节都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Lord, let your word, I ask in Jesus' name, let your word search me and know me.
神啊，我奉耶稣基督的名呼求你，就用你的道、你的话语，鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
Not just today on this trending Tuesdays, but Lord, until you return.
主啊，并不是光今天而已，而是求你一直用你的话语来鉴察我，试炼我，直到你再来。
Lord, I give my heart to you.
神，我把我的心思交给你。
I align my heart with you, and Lord, I decree to you.But I will seek first the kingdom of God at the 12 o'clock on our clock. Remember, I will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall come unto me.
神，我将我的心思与你对齐，并且我要对你宣告，我一定要先寻求你的国和你的义。此时拉比提醒我们，记不记得先知性时钟十二点钟方向，就是要先寻求神的国和神的义，其他你所需要的都会加给你。
And Lord, search my heart.
神啊，求你鉴察我的心思。
And Lord, I give you my mind.
神，我也把我的意念交给你。
Lord, forgive me for worry and fear and anxiety that we all have and oppression.
神啊，求你赦免我，赦免我的焦虑、担心、害怕，还有受压制。
Lord, there's so much bad news and so much things, but there's so much good news.
主要因为这世界充满了坏消息，但是也有很多好消息是不能被忽视的。
And Lord, I decree, I give my mind to you.
神啊，我宣告，我将我的意念交给你。
And now, just kind of spiritually, just hold them out in your hand right now, like this, and say, Lord, here's my heart and here's my mind.
现在，请你把他们在灵里象征性的握在手上。你看着其中的一只手，好像握着你的心思，另外一手。是握着你的意念，然后你将两个手 交给神说，神，我将我的心思和我的意念都交给你。
And I ask that you wash it in the blood of Jesus.
神，我求你用耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我的心思和意念。
Just like we prayed last week, we plead the blood of Jesus over our heart and our mind.
就好像上周我们的祷告，我们支取耶稣基督的宝血，洒在我们的心思上，还有洒在我们的意念上。
Lord, let them be washed from the fear and the doubt of sin and doubt and unbelief.
主啊，洗净我心思意念里面的不信和怀疑。
And Lord, I bring them together to you.
然后你将双手合起来，然后交给神，说神，我将他们一起交给你。
Ask that they become one.
请你让我的心思和意念合一。
Holy Spirit, speak in my heart, speak in my mind, that I might follow you.
圣灵，请你对我的心思说话，也对我的意念说话，以至于我能够跟随你。
That I might have the revelation of you.
让我能够得到你的启示。
And as Jesus prayed for me, prayed for you, let this mind be in you. That's Christ Jesus.
让耶稣为我们祷告，他说，愿你们以基督耶稣的心为心。
Thank you, Lord, that your mind, the mind of Messiah, is in me, and I thank you for it.
主，我为了你将耶稣基督弥赛亚的心思放在我的里面，向你献上感恩。
I decree and declare on this trending Tuesday, I decree right now that my heart and mind are aligned with your word, your ways, your thoughts, most of all, your passion and your grace, because you love me and I love you.
主，我现在就宣告并且声明，我的心思和意念要对齐你的话语、你的想法还有你的道路。更重要的是，主啊，我要对齐你的理想和你的恩典。主啊，因为我知道你爱我，我也爱你。
And Lord, I want to hear one day, well done, good and faithful servant.
主啊，希望我见到你的那一天，你会对我说，你这忠心又良善的仆人。
So God bless you.
神祝福你。
Listen, if you're struggling with your emotions, order our book on emotional healing.
蜡笔说，听着，如果你需要情绪上的内在医治，那么请你务必收听和阅读柯兰卓士工在1783年的时候在《帷幕之歌》将刊载情绪内在医治的一系列教导。
If you're struggling in your finances, order our books on finance.
如果你的压力和挣扎是在财务方面，请你收听并阅读柯兰卓士工在《帷幕之歌》所刊载的圣经的财务原则。
Listen, get free. Receive the help. These workbooks are easy to work with.
当你在这些方面有问题的时候，你一定要寻求帮助。而柯兰卓士工这一系列情绪的内在医治以及圣经财务原则的工作手册，会简单又有效率的帮助你，使你恢复神所应许丰盛的生命。
And they'll help you stay focused.
并且它会帮助你聚焦于神。
Just take small steps, crawl, walk, run out of the hole that you're in.
跟着工作手册上所指示的步骤，一步一步来，就能走出你所陷落的坑中。
But the Lord has made you free.
因为不管是在你情绪、情感、意志上面的困扰，神都要将你从当中释放，使你得自由。
We love you and we bless you.
我们爱你们并且祝福你们。安息日平安。
What's the significance of Yom Kippur for believers?
赎罪日对信徒来说有什么特别的意义呢？
It's time to return to the Father's heart.
这是做儿女的心要转向父亲的时候了。
Yeshua is turning our hearts so that we repent and find renewal that leads to spiritual and physical wholeness.
耶稣使我们的心，也就是我们的魂，在回转跟悔改的里面更新，以至于我们的灵跟体能够趋向完全。
In this episode, we're discovering the prophetic significance of Yom Kippur and how God speaks to us during this appointed time.
这次我要跟你谈一谈赎罪日它先知性的意义，以及神在这个指定的时间里面，他对我们说什么话。
One of the keys to understand that this is a special 10-day period of time after Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, that awakening blast.
在新年吹响让人苏醒的号角声之后，这十天我们称为可畏的十日。
So that awakening blast, this is a 10-day period. It's called the Days of Awe. And you can read about that in the Bible, but also you can read about it in our study guide. But it leads up to the Day of Atonement.
从新年吹响让人苏醒的号角声，一直到赎罪日之间的这十日，我们称为可畏之日。我们可以从圣经当中，也可以从格兰卓施工为大家所预备的秋天节期指南当中了解它的意义以及神的指示。
What it's leading up to is that first of all, understand this, you have to have a divine awakening.
面对这个特别的时期，我们要有一个属天的觉醒。
I would say this in church culture, there has to be a revival so that there can be repentance.
那比说我们用教会所习惯的文化跟语言来说，就是我们要有一个复兴，代下悔改。
And so that's why you see in many of the revivals, there's an awakening revival, then there's a repentance, then there's a renewal, and then there's a reset.
所以这是为什么我们在很多复兴的里面，我们先看到在复兴浪潮当中所带来的觉醒，觉醒之后会有悔改。悔改之后我们被更新，更新之后我们被重置。
And that's basically what the Lord is doing in this 10-day period of time.
而基本上这就是在可畏的十日当中神对我们所要做的事。
Where you actually, at Yom Kippur, it's a time of self-introspection where you ask the Lord, search me and know me, for I desire truth in my inward parts.
赎罪日是一个自我检视的时刻，所以在这个时候就好像我们来跟神说，神啊，求你鉴察我，试炼我，看看我的里面有没有什么恶行。
It's a story about two goats. One's a scapegoat and one's for the people and one's for the nation. It's about whether or not the blood of this goat is accepted in the Holy of Holies.
在过去赎罪日的时候，他们会准备两只羊，一只要成为代罪羔羊，另外一只要为这个国家和百姓献为牺牲祭。他所关乎的是这只被献为祭的羊，它的血是不是会被神所接纳？
You know that the blood of Jesus has expunged your sin. You know that the blood of Jesus has renewed you and reset you. But this is a 10-day period of time, and that day of Yom Kippur is a time of corporate repentance.
我们知道耶稣基督的宝血已经洁净我们，更新我们，并且重置我们。但经过这可畏的十日到赎罪日，它是一个集体悔改的时刻。
If one can send 1,000 to flight, 2,000, 10,000. It's a time when there's a global, and you can be a part of it worldwide with us on our live stream on the One New Man Network. But the key is where there is a worldwide 9 different time zone repentance.
如果一人可以追赶千人，两人可以追赶万人。你作为在全球九个不同时区收看收听一个新人网络施工的家人们。也可以在这个特别的日子里一起加入我们。
Where there's a blowing of the shofar, there's a crying out to God, and there's asking God, Lord, search us and know us.
从吹角节，我们一起吹响令人苏醒的号角声。接着在可畏的时日当中，我们一起向神哭求，神啊，鉴察我，试炼我，看看我里面有没有什么样的恶行，带领我走永生的道路。
But what is the takeaway? The takeaway is this, is that don't miss what the Lord is trying to reveal to you during these sober times of self-reflection at Yom Kippur.
那么拉比提醒我们，在这可谓十日自省的时刻当中，不要忽略了神对我们的启示。
These 10 days are probably the most reflective 10 days in the biblical calendar.
因为在神的律当中，这十日就是我们要进行最深反思的时刻。
It's a time where the Lord is going to do deep deliverance in you and in me.
在这十天当中，神要借着我们的反思，更深的启示我们，更深的救赎我们。
Also, set aside a time to reflect on what the Lord revealed to you during Rosh Hashanah.
同时在 Rosh Hashanah 就是新年的时候，我们也要分别一段时间来省思神在启示我们什么。
This is one of the keys, is when you have Rosh Hashanah, write down. You need to journal. Lord, what did you awaken me to? And this 10 days is a way to say, what is in the way of those things that you've awakened me to actually manifest in my life?
很重要的是在吹角新年的时刻，你要记录下来神启示你要向着什么事情觉醒，然后在接下来十天的可畏之日，你要去想神要你觉醒的部分要怎么样彰显在你的生命中。
And don't let people, places, and circumstances steal your joy of the Lord.
而且不要让其他的人或环境来窃夺神给你的喜乐。
Because I do, listen, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to just warn you that anytime there's a Rosh Hashanah awakening during this 10 days, there'll be little foxes and things that will come to try to distract you from focusing on the deeper real issues in your personal life.
拉比说，我虽然不想讲，但我还是要提醒你，在新年苏醒的号角吹响之后的十日当中，一定会有一些事情来分散你的注意力，使你没有办法专注于神提醒你在你生命当中应当觉醒的事情上。
So be on guard and make sure that you do basically draw nigh unto God, resist those situations, and the enemy shall flee.
所以在这段时间里面，你要切切地保守你的心，并且竭尽所能地亲近神，就像经上告诉我们，你抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就会离开你逃跑了。
Also, pay attention to the small hints that the Lord reveals to you during this time as it draws near, because it's preparing you for that Feast of Tabernacles, that Feast of Sukkot.
同时，在这可畏的时日当中，当你亲近神的时候，要留心神提醒你的小事情。因为神是为了接下来的祝棚节在预备你。
Choose to walk in the Spirit. Choose to walk in that Galatian peace, love, joy, long-suffering, temperance, kindness. Choose to walk in that love of Jesus. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
行事为人要体贴圣灵，特别是行在圣灵的九个果子当中，也就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、信实、恩慈、良善、温柔、忍耐和节制，同时选择活在耶稣的爱中，尽心、尽性、尽意地来爱神，并且爱邻舍如同自己。
Real significance of Yom Kippur is a time of 10 days of cleansing.
赎罪日很特别的意义，就是在这可畏的十日当中洁净自己。
It's a time when you take a fixed mindset that is holding you back from your new year and your new beginning, and now you get a faith mindset.
在这期间，你以信心的思维来取代你限制你进入新的开始、新的一年这些老化顽固的旧思维。
I want to pray for you now.
现在就让我来为你祷告。
Father God, I just pray now that this blessing of Yom Kippur, this reset time, a time of inner healing, a time of cleansing, a time of renewal, I pray for each and every one that is watching and that they agree that this year, this new biblical year of 5783, that a wholeness will come.
天父，我为每一个正在收听这段语音的人来祷告。我要以赎罪日的祝福来祝福他们，而赎罪日的祝福就是这是一段洁净的时刻，一段更新、重置以及内在医治的时刻。同时，我们一起要认同这5783年，新的一年，我们会更完整。
And go ahead and say these words with me. Say, Father God,
让我们一起这样说，我们说天父
In the name of Yeshua
奉耶稣基督的圣名
Anything that's holding me back, known or unknown, deeply rooted in my soul, Lord, I ask that you remove it from me
主啊，任何在我生命当中已知或未知深深根植在我心里限制我迈向前面的这些根源神我求你为我挪除他们
Lord, I repent of my sins I ask that you renew me, refresh me That Lord, the joy of the Lord would be my strength
神我为我的罪悔改我恳求你更新我使我重新得力靠主得来的喜乐是我的力量
So what I want you to do is I want you to go and get our free guide to the fall feast. Go to kurtlandry.com/fall feast guide. Get your feast guide. Join us.
拉比建议我们继续的收听和阅读克兰卓事工为大家所预备的秋天节期指南。
Listen, don't walk through this alone. Let's walk through it together. There's tough times coming, but the opportunity for promotion, wealth transfer,And positioning yourself for a better life always comes during troubled times.
拉比说，听着，不要自己孤单的进行，让我们一起来吧。因为摆在我们前面的是艰难的，但是晋升的机会和财富的转移，以及为了活出更好的生命，定位自己，这些都会在艰难的时刻发生。
Be one of those who overcomes and learn the value of Yom Kippur.
你要成为能够克服这艰难的时刻并且明白赎罪日的价值的人赎罪日 Yom Kippur 新年吹角节的十天之后就是赎罪日这之间的十天被视为可畏之日或是悔改的日子 Yom Kippur 也就是赎罪日在赎罪日是我们要自省、悔改和更新的时刻。这是一年当中最需要沉静下来，安息在耶稣已经赎回所有呼求他名的人的应许当中。就如一开始所提，它是紧接着新年吹角节后的十天 ，Yom Kippur 赎罪日是在神的历的第七个月。提斯利月通常应对在阳历的九月或十月 Yom Kippur 赎罪日的祝福和特别的意义因为 Yom Kippur 赎罪日是关乎反省和悔改的时刻通常此时神也会向信徒启示他自己神在这个他所指定的时刻造访并赐下话语给尊荣他的人是为了在我们悔改后使我们的意念被更新但也在此同时仇敌也会不遗余力地搅扰我们使我们分心他的目的在窃取我们被神更新的心思和从神领受清楚的指示这也是为什么要把从神领受的话语和应许写下来默想祷告述说和宣告是如此的重要当我们采取这些步骤我们的灵会苏醒同时帮助我们专注奔跑天路和领受神晋升的应许你是蒙福的记住因着耶稣基督成为我们终极的赎罪祭他的宝血为我们流出使我们能拥有继承产业的应许并且成为君王和祭司 Yom Kippur 赎罪日在末日的先知性意义跟着神先知性的时间表在新年吹角节后神的百姓会面临神将他的震怒倾倒在那些拒绝他和不尊重他指示的人身上。接着让我们来看 Yom Kippur 赎罪日个人的启示。 对我们个人而言，不要从律法主义的角度，而是从神将我们从孤儿的灵、自以为是和宗教的灵的辖制当中释放。我们可以感受到神为了要住在我们心里，他砍断在我们心中这些盘踞的黑暗权势。当我们悔改和更新我们的心思意念后，要容许圣灵接管并引导我们走向爱、丰盛和有未来的生命道路。下一个季节，我们的生命将会有功效并且得胜。所以不要错过神在 Yom Kippur 赎罪日这段自省的沉浸时期对你的启示。分别时间去省思神在 Rosh Hashanah 新年吹角节时给你的启示。别让人、事、物夺走你和神相处的时光还有喜乐。留意神用来吸引你靠近他的细微提点，还有以自律活出圣灵的果子。这样一来，你将会拥有你需要用来取消挡在你行在神国度中执行神旨意的一切拦阻。诗篇51篇10到13节，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺于你。我们要领受和重新聚焦。接着我们来看赎罪日对神国度的启示。圣经的学者们相信赎罪日是将来到的大逼迫的预表。现今我们陆续看到一些事件发生在神先知性的时间表中，我们要使自己和教会对齐神的步伐。这也是为什么现今赎罪日比起过去任何一个时期都重要。神要看见属于他的民、他的地、他的心腹装饰整齐，准备好迎接他。这意味着作为一个新人 One New Man 的我们要着手进行神国度性的工作了。作为首批对齐神的选民犹太人，并将自己连结回犹太根源，成为嫁接回橄榄树枝子的信徒。我们要知道我们已经成为神家中的一份子。根据罗马书11章，使徒保罗对我们的提醒，作为被嫁接回主干的枝子，我们不能够像树根，也就是犹太人、犹太根源夸口和呛声。一旦我们在圣经的原则中连结回神的家中，我们的信心会被提升到另外一个层次，使我们能完成神国度中神的呼召和任务，就是将福音传遍世界每个角落，并且以分享耶稣的爱去关怀有需要的人。马太福音25章40节，王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是坐在我身上了。那么 Yom Kippur 赎罪日的象征和守节方式，不同于其他的犹太节期，赎罪日没有太多令人印象深刻的象征，但尽管如此，还是有一些可以用来凸显这个日子的物件，比如白色的衣服。因为在赎罪日时，白色通常用来代表纯净和 死亡。既然赎罪日的焦点是在寻求神的赦罪和领受救赎，于是穿上白衣，象征神已将我们如朱红的罪洗成像雪一样白了。有些人甚至会穿上犹太人的长袍，它是一种白色亚麻或棉质的长袍，它的材质类似于用于埋葬死者的裹尸布。这样做的旨意在表明并满足自己想要致死血气将其埋葬的意愿。这些象征的缘由可以从以赛亚书一章十八节看见。耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。接着是号角，号角是公羊的角，它也是赎罪日的一个象征物。除了因为在赎罪日当日会以一次凄厉悠长的号声宣布赎罪日结束之外，号角是由一只无辜的动物牺牲生命而得到的。无辜的动物所流出的血不光能洁净，并且能将圣与俗分别开来。妥拉，神的道，在赎罪日的活动结束前，妥拉会被展示，妥拉的部分会在赎罪日当中被阅读，以此来提醒赎罪日的目的和重要性。在犹太人的传统中，他们会在赎罪日的最后以悔改来将自己、家人、社群、百姓和国家封存在神的生命册中。妥拉包括神的律例典章，也就是摩西五经，从创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记到生命记。但这并不是妥拉作为赎罪日象征物的唯一原因，因为从过去到现在，我们悔改认罪正是因为要对齐神的道和他的指示。因为神的道应许我们悔改的盼望，就是悔改使我们脱离死亡，拥有生命。悔改使我们与神重新连结，并拥有神的属性。所以妥拉在赎罪日所扮演的角色并不只是展示或者宣读，而是经过宣读的内容使我们更贴近神，并帮助我们省察过去一年抵挡神所带来的罪的重量。通常赎罪日所宣读的内容是利未记、生命记和约拿书。宣读这些内容提醒我们神的良善，引导我们去悔改。罗马书二章四节这里说，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢？首先想一想，你生命中哪方面需要领受神赐给你悔改洁净的大能？第二个问题，请你思考仇敌用什么伎俩使你从更新心思意念上分心。第三，请你思考你要采取什么行动去尊荣和对齐神。第四个问题，请你思考圣灵是如何吸引你，使你更加的靠近神。以上就是本章赎罪日 Yom Kippur 的内容。谢谢你的收听和阅读，愿神赐福你平安。